From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, a court in Turkey invalidated the first round of last week's presidential election. Until this decision, Abdullah Gül stood poised to win the largely symbolic position of president. Gül represents the moderate Islamist party that controls the government and parliament, and his candidacy has been fiercely opposed by secularist lawmakers and the Turkish military. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Istanbul.
For the first time in Turkish history, a presidential election has been declared invalid. The verdict struck a blow against Abdullah Gül, a soft-spoken diplomat who was the only candidate in last Friday's vote. Turkey's constitutional court ruled that parliament, which elects the president in Turkey, failed to reach a quorum. The impasse was forced by opposition lawmakers who boycotted the vote, amid accusations that, if elected, Gül would allow the dismantling of Turkey's secular system of government. Gül responded in an appearance on Turkish state television late today, seated next to a photograph of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the secular Turkish Republic.
I have been Turkey's foreign minister for 4.5 years. I represent Turkey to the entire world. If I cannot be trusted, there are not many people in Turkey who can be trusted.
Gül urged lawmakers to make another attempt to hold the presidential election. If they again failed to reach a quorum, he said parliament should be dissolved and general elections should be held as soon as possible.
Don't try to understand logically what's going on in my country. There is no logic.
Mehmet Ali Birand is a Turkish TV anchorman and columnist.
There is a power struggle between secular forces and more religiously conservative forces.
On Friday, Turkey's powerful military establishment made clear its opposition to Gül's candidacy in a toughly worded and unprecedented statement on the army's webpage. That was followed by an anti-Gül street demonstration in Istanbul on Sunday, attended by nearly 1 million protesters. And yet, if the government is forced to hold snap general elections now, Turkish analysts predict Gül and his party are likely to once again win the majority of seats in parliament. Again, journalist Mehmet Ali Birand.
The problem is that we don't have a strong opposition. We don't have a well-organized opposition. The opposition is on the street. People on the street is shouting and making life miserable to the governing party, not to its opposition itself.
As the political drama unfolded in Ankara, the Turkish capital, an unrelated crisis ground life to a halt here in Istanbul, Turkey's largest city. More than 10,000 riot police, backed by helicopters, clashed with leftist protesters holding an illegal May Day demonstration. Police fired tear gas and were seen kicking and clubbing unarmed demonstrators. By midday, police said they had arrested nearly 600 people. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.